December 21st through the 27th, Christmas. He shall come into the world to redeem his people. As you study the birth of Jesus Christ this week, consider how you can help your class strengthen their testimonies of Jesus Christ and his atonement. Some of the ideas in this outline can help. Invite sharing. Invite class members to form pairs or small groups and share how learning about Jesus Christ from the Book of Mormon this year has strengthened their faith in him and his teachings. Teach the doctrine. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 13 through 23, Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 13, and 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 22. Jesus Christ was born to be our Savior. How can you use the Book of Mormon to teach class members about the sacred event of the Savior's birth? One way is to divide the class into three groups and give each group one of the following scripture passages to read together. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 13 through 23, Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 13, and 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 22. Ask the groups to discuss what these scriptures teach them about the birth of the Savior. Then each group could share with the rest of the class what they discussed. Why is it valuable to have the Book of Mormon's witness of the Savior's birth? Knowing about the birth of Christ is important, but knowing why he was born is vital. How can you help those you teach ponder the redeeming power of Jesus Christ? Perhaps class members could share some of the stories and passages they studied this week. See this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families. Encourage them to share how the things they studied deepened their appreciation of the Savior's birth and of his redeeming power. To start a discussion about the gifts God has given us through his Son, you could invite a few class members to talk about special gifts they have received at Christmas. How do we show gratitude for the gifts we receive? Class members could then read the quote by President Thomas S. Monson, found in additional resources, and discuss the four gifts President Monson mentioned. What role does the Savior play in these gifts? How can we show our gratitude to Heavenly Father for these gifts? As part of your discussion about Christmas, consider inviting class members to play or sing Christmas hymns. You could also explore some of the resources listed in Additional Resources. Title page of the Book of Mormon. Introduction to the Book of Mormon, 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23 and verse 26, and chapter 33, verses 4 and 10. The Book of Mormon testifies of Jesus Christ. As your study of the Book of Mormon in Sunday school comes to a close, you might want to give class members an opportunity to reflect on what they have learned about Jesus Christ in the Book of Mormon this year. To help start a discussion, you could read together 2 Nephi chapter 25, verses 23, 26, and chapter 33, verses 4 and 10, as well as excerpts from the Book of Mormon's introduction and title page. You could also share a story or passage that has brought you closer to Jesus Christ, and then give class members a few minutes to share their own stories or passages. Bear your testimony of the Book of Mormon and invite other class members to do the same. Encourage learning at home. To inspire class members to begin reading the Doctrine and Covenants, you could share a favorite verse or an inspiring experience you've had with studying the Doctrine and Covenants. Additional resources. Christmas resources. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and chapter 2, and Luke chapter 2. Gospel art book, numbers 28, 29, 30, 31, and 81. Images in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families. A Savior is Born, Christmas video. Video, churchofjesuschrist.org. Good Tidings of Great Joy, The Birth of Jesus Christ. Video, churchofjesuschrist.org. Christmas.comeuntochrist.org. First Presidency Christmas Devotionals, churchofjesuschrist.org/broadcasts/First Presidency Christmas Devotionals. The Gifts of the Savior. President Thomas S. Monson taught, quote, I reflect on the contrasts of Christmas. The extravagant gifts, expensively packaged and professionally wrapped, reach their zenith in the famed commercial catalogs carrying the headline, "For the Person Who Has Everything." In one such reading, I observed a 4,000-square-foot home wrapped with a gigantic ribbon and comparable greeting card which said, "Merry Christmas." Other items included diamond-studded clubs for the golfer, a Caribbean cruise for the traveler, and a luxury trip to the Swiss Alps for the adventurer. Such seemed to fit the theme of a Christmas cartoon which showed the three wise men traveling to Bethlehem with gift boxes on their camels. One says, "Mark my words, Balthazar, we're starting something with these gifts that's going to get way out of hand." For a few moments, may we set aside the catalogs of Christmas, with their gifts of exotic description? Let's even turn from the flowers for mother, the special tie for father, the cute doll, the train that whistles, the long-awaited bicycle, and direct our thoughts to those God-given gifts that endure. I have chosen, from a long list, just four. First, the gift of birth. It has been universally bestowed on each of us. Ours was the divine privilege to depart our heavenly home to tabernacle in the flesh and to demonstrate by our lives our worthiness and qualifications to one day return to Him, precious loved ones, and the kingdom called celestial. Ours is the responsibility to show our gratitude by the actions of our lives. Second, the gift of peace. In the raucous world in which we live, the din of traffic, the blaring commercials of the media, and the sheer demands placed on our time, to say nothing of the problems of the world, cause headache, inflict pain, and sap our strength to cope. He who is burdened with sorrow and acquainted with grief speaks to every troubled heart and bestows the gift of peace. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Third, the gift of love. "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" queried the lawyer who spoke to Jesus. Came the prompt reply, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Fourth, the gift of life, even immortality. Our Heavenly Father's plan contains the ultimate expressions of true love. All that we hold dear, even our families, our friends, our joy, our knowledge, our testimonies, would vanish were it not for our Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Among the most cherished thoughts and writings in this world is the divine statement of truth. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." End quote. See Gifts, Ensign, May 1993. Improving our teaching. It's okay to say, "I don't know." While you should do your best to answer any questions that your class members have about the gospel, the Lord doesn't expect you to know everything. When you don't know how to answer something, consider responding by inviting the class to search together for an answer in the scriptures and share what they find. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 24.